You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The University of Auckland has announced it will be reviewing its library and learning services, with staff cuts and several libraries closing likely. They've been criticised for the lack of consultation during the process, with many staff and students left in the dark. I spoke with Elam student Rachel Ashby about the possible closure of the Fine Arts Library, first asking her why it's so important there's a dedicated library.
It's so important that we have a space that exists specifically for fine arts research and art historical research as well, because those spaces don't exist in many places in the world in the current climate that there is towards the arts. There's just not enough funding, which needs to change. But this is one of the few spaces that is readily accessible as a consolidated space for that kind of learning and that kind of research. And it really acts as a focal point for a community that really extends beyond the university. So you have the immediate students that use it. You have students specifically from Elam who use it every single day. I used it when I was at Elam, you know, at least once a day, and I'd be in there for a couple of hours. You've got students from art history. That's also their main focal point for their study. But you have students from all over the university coming into that space specifically because it is an art space and it has a particular atmosphere to it that other libraries lack. It's a real community place. You also get people from the wider arts community coming in. It's really common to see curators, established artists, alumni, parts of the wider arts community coming in and using those resources, which is really valuable for an art student experience, basically, to be able to get in and understand your community while you're learning your own practice at that time. It's really important, yeah.
Because it is the biggest of its kind in the Southern Hemisphere.
Yes, it's one of the most significant collections in the Southern Hemisphere. It's certainly the most significant collection in New Zealand. It's basically the backbone of art and art historical research in this country and in this hemisphere as well. And it just contains, the collection is amazing. It contains, you know, all the art books you could ever want to look at. But beyond that, it has ephemera from local exhibitions and from quite significant international exhibitions as well. And some of that ephemera, that's the only record of those shows. So it'll be a student show and from the 1980s next to a student show from, you know, last year. All that ephemera is contained in the collection. Plus, there are these really amazing pieces in their special collection, which are just like one-off artist books, student projects from across the years, and it's just such an invaluable collection. And the librarians know that inside and out. They can help you navigate the sort of amazing treasures that there are in that library.
So it's not just about the books, I guess, because they're planning on moving the collection or as much of it as they can to the general library, but it is so much more than the books.
It's so much more than the books. It is the community, and I would like to think that the university understands the significance of this collection, but I'm not convinced by that. That's something we're trying to convince them of, is this is the most significant fine arts collection in the country and in the Southern Hemisphere, basically. But beyond that, this is a space and a community that really functions around this library, and it's the librarians, it's the people that come into the library from outside of the university, and it's the students and the staff. And to remove the collection or to break the collection up reduces it just to books and just to ephemera. It's the collective identity of a collection that makes it special and that makes it such a focal point for a community, basically.
How is the university justifying this? Has there been much consultation, or are you a bit in the dark?
So that's one thing that we are really pushing for, is there has been next to no consultation with students, like no consultation with students, very minimal consultation with staff. The process has not been transparent, and we're still in the dark. So we've been contacting the university, asking for statements, asking for information, and we're still in the dark about this. So what we've gathered from the documents that we've been able to get our hands on is that the university is having a larger library and learning services review, which is up for consultation. And they're also under that having the Kai libraries. So it's also the music library and the architecture libraries that they're proposing as well to close and to merge into the general library. And that is apparently not up for discussion, which I think is unacceptable, basically.
So that's definite. They're definitely...
Well, that's the bit that they've said is not up for discussion, but it comes under the larger Library and Learning Services review as a supporting document. And there hasn't been, I don't think that they have the grounds to make these decisions with the lack of transparency that there has been, because this affects students as much as it affects staff. It's one of the main things they sell the fine arts program at the University of Auckland. That's how they sell it to students, is they say, we have the biggest fine arts collection in the Southern Hemisphere. We have this amazing space specifically for art research. Yes, so to lose that when it's so valuable to students and there's been no consultation, that's terrible. Also, the university hasn't satisfactorily publicised or consulted the likely outcomes of this review, so we don't know really what this means. What we're doing is lots of digging, but the university hasn't given us anything. We're just having to like look and hunt, and it shouldn't have to be like this for something that's as major of a change. And the staff as well, they weren't informed on the consultation period until a full 10 days into the consultation period had started. So that seems kind of redundant as well. So yes, we're really cross, because we don't know what's happening. We haven't been consulted. We haven't been told what's going to happen in the future, and we haven't been given any information, basically. And this is the heart of our school, and it's the heart of a community that extends beyond the university as well.
I mean, why do you feel they're sort of seem to be targeting the creative libraries rather than, say, law?
Well, I mean, I can only come from my personal opinion on this, and also from what I think is indicative of a... I think we're at the acute end of a long political period of undermining the arts through funding cuts, and I think we're seeing the crisis points of that now, and I think that's coming out in lots of different ways across the board, not just within universities. But, you know, what does it say to your students and your prospective students when you're taking all these really dramatic cuts to the fine arts department, to the music department, to the dance department, and to the architecture department? Why are all these changes happening to the creative arts and industries? And I think that it just sort of feels very pointed, you know, and I think that's how students feel about it. Yeah, so as a student myself, that's how I feel about it. It feels like an insult. You know?
So it's not a case of these libraries are sort of underutilised, because students do use them.
Yeah, students do use them. I can't speak specifically to the exact statistics and everything. Some of them are in these documents, but part of what we find very affronting as well about this review process is that a lot of the ways they've been quantifying how the spaces are used actually don't reflect how those spaces are really used by students. Because, for example, like a really easy example would be fine arts students don't check out that many books. We will grab a huge volume. You know, they're really weird books in the fine arts library, like big, heavy ones that you couldn't take home, you know. They won't even check them out. They'll just sit for 6 hours in the library and flick through it, you know. So that's kind of not very quantifiable. That's hard to put a label on. And what isn't quantifiable is the way that this functions, as I've said before, a heart for this community. You know, that's not something you can put a price on. It's not something you can put a number on, or, you know, feet through the door kind of a thing. It's a really emotive part of our school and a bigger community that extends out to other disciplines, and also to people who may have never even been to Elam, but that is a real focal point for so many people.
Has there been much response from this wider arts community?
Yes, we've had lots of people contact about, we just, you know, any conversations you have with anybody. I don't think I've spoken to a single person who goes, oh yeah, that's a great idea, you know. Everyone's really upset about this, and that's including current students, to alumni, to people who've just been into the library, to people who've just heard about the library. You know, everybody recognises, you know, this is anecdotally, but everybody I've spoken to has recognised that, and we are definitely getting lots of feedback via savefineartslibraries.com. We've been getting lots of feedback through that. We've been getting the Elam Students Association's had lots of alumni contact it. You know, people are really cross. Yeah.
So what can people do to let the university know that they don't want this library, these libraries to close?
To contact the Vice-Chancellor, that's a good way to do it. But and contact anybody that they think should know about this. But particularly a direct way they can do it is go to savefineartslibrary.com. There is a Google form in there and you can send your thoughts in, and that will be forwarded to major parties who are involved in the review process. Yeah, we're just trying to do what we can because this is so important to a community, and it just has to be, it's a taonga, you know, and it's a taonga for the country, basically. This is something that is part of our national identity and our national arts communities. We can't jeopardize it like this.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.